الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended the minbar, and whilst he was ascending the minbar, he said Ameen 3 times. So the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, seeing that this was not the normal practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have seen you doing something today which we haven't seen you doing before. When you ascended the minbar, whilst you were ascending the minbar, you said Ameen 3 times. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that I was saying Ameen to the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam made 3 duas, and one of the duas which Jibreel alayhi salam mentioned, which is linked to the khutbah today, is that may destruction be on that person upon whom the month of Ramadan comes and he does not secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to this dua, that the month of Ramadan passes and he hasn't secured forgiveness and maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it should be our purpose and our goal that in these last few remaining days and nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, we make it our goal and we make it a point to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shedding tears and regretting all those actions which were part of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we had carried out previously. Today I want to focus on one point which is an extremely important point. To secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to adopt the quality which was found in the Anbiya, and that is the quality which has been praised in the Quran, regarding which many, many virtues have been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the quality to forgive. To forgive those people who have wronged us. To be able to have the heart to forgive those people who have wronged us. In one verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. That hold on to forgiving others. Meaning, make this a quality of yours. We see when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he enters Makkah Mukarrama in Fath Makkah, and he has all the power over the people. He is coming into Makkah Mukarrama as the Fatih, as the conqueror of Makkah. And in front of him are those people who persecuted him, who drove him out of his homeland, who killed and tortured his companions, all sorts of things, who went to war against him, who injured him in the Battle of Uhud, all sorts of wrongs and oppression they did against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are thinking within themselves that what's going to be our ending, what's going to happen to us, the person that we drove out of Makkah Mukarrama, the person we tortured, the person we made ploys against, the person whose companions we killed, the person that we went to war against, today has the power and the decision to make regarding us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, "Aqulu kama qala Yusuf alaihi salam," that I am going to say to you the same thing which Yusuf alaihi salam said to his brothers, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm, idhhabu antum at-tulaqa," that there is no blame upon you today, meaning I am not going to take revenge from you. Go, you are all free. And the Sahaba explained that when this proclamation was made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people accepted Islam. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one hadith, he mentions that لو أن رجلا شتمني في أذني هذه واعتذر في أذني الأخرى لقبلت عذره. That if a person was to swear at me in this ear of mine, in one ear he comes into my ear and he swears at me, and then he goes around me and he comes on the other side and he asks for forgiveness, then I will forgive him. I will forgive him straight away. Meaning on the spot he is mocking me, he is swearing at me over here, coming around he asks for forgiveness in the other ear, and then I will forgive him. So when someone has wronged us, and no doubt many people have been wronged, and we have wronged many people, so if we have wronged people, or if people have this perception that they have been wronged by us, even if we think that we are innocent, then we should today, after the Jumu'ah Salah, we should reach out to those people. We should ask forgiveness from them. And I'll tell you the reason why. We should ask forgiveness from them, and we should also forgive all the people who have wronged us. And it would be better if we called them or reached out to them and told them that I have forgiven you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. That the person that forgives and the person that reforms and reconciles and fixes relationships, then the reward for that person is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we have been wronged, then we have two choices. Either we can not forgive the person, and then on the day of Qiyamah, we can take our right from that person. This option is there. And the other option is, we can forgive them, meaning from the permissible actions. And if we transgress and go beyond the limits and take revenge in a way which is not permissible, then we will be the oppressors, and on the day of Qiyamah we will have to account for that. So the choice is ours. The reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that the reward is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed a limit on how much reward He is going to give for this action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed no limit. Allah hasn't said that He will get this reward and that reward or that reward. He just said, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Mubarak ibn Fadala, he says, that we were by Mansur, who was the Khalif, and one person was called. And he also asked, meaning Mansur the Khalif, he also asked for his sword. Meaning he was going to finish this person off. He was going to kill him because of the crime that he had committed. So Mubarak said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that O the leader of the believers, Sami'atul Hussein, I have heard Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, On the day of Qiyamah, Qama munadim min indillahi yunadi. One announcer will stand up and he will make an announcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say, لِيَقُمْ أَلَّذِينَ أَجْرُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that those people whose reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, whoever forgives and whoever reconciles, their reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people whose reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should stand up. This will be the announcement on the day of Qiyamah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَا يَقُومُ إِلَّا مَنْ عَفَى, that only those people who had the heart to forgive in this world will be able to stand up on that day. And they will be the recipients of the special reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, the limitless reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mansur, when he heard this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَلُّ سَبِيلَهُ, and that free him. Let him go. Meaning, I forgive him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anticipation for the reward which has been promised in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there is also the hadith, the famous hadith which Imam Muslim rahimahullah has narrated in his sahih from Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring one slave from his servants. He will be called in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a lot of wealth in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, Mada amilta fi dunya? That what did you do in the dunya? So he will say that, Ya Rabbi, ataytani malak, fakuntu ubayi'un nas. In reality, I didn't do much, but I have one quality that I did one deed, or I had one quality, and that is that you gave me a lot of wealth, and I used to trade with the people, I used to sell things to the people, and I used to give them things on credit. وَكَانَ مِنْ خُلُقِي الْجَوَازِ, and in my character I had this quality that I would overlook, I would forgive, I would be soft with those people who owed me money. فَكُنْتُ أَتَيَسَّرُ عَلَى الْمُوسِرِ, those who were rich, those who had the money to pay me, but they didn't pay me, I was easy going with them. And those who didn't have money to pay me, I would forgive their debts. I would forgive them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَنَا أَحَقُّ بِذَا مِنْكَ, that I have more right of forgiving than you. Because you have forgiven my servants and my slaves, go, I have forgiven you today. So this quality to be able to forgive is one of the ways to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to instill this quality in our hearts. From today, from now, not from tomorrow, not from after Ramadan, or not on the day of Eid, right now. Further in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentions in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, which we have heard many, many times, irhamu turhamu, that have mercy on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on you. And waghfiru yaghfir lakum, forgive and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. In another hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that مَا نَقَسَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنْ مَالِ, that sadaqah and charity never decreases wealth. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. Some people, they say that I can't forgive. It's beyond me to go and lower myself and humble myself in front of the person who wronged me, or to go and ask for forgiveness from that person who I have wronged. And the pride and the arrogance and the illnesses in the heart, they prevent a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they think that this will be humiliation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only increases the honor of a person by him forgiving others. So the honor will be increased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his honor. And then we have the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. When a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him that, O Messenger of Allah, how many times should we forgive our workers if they have made mistakes? How many times? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't reply. He repeated the question. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. He asked the same question the third time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, forgive them in one day 70 times. Forgive them in one day 70 times. If they make 70 mistakes, even then forgive them. These are the teachings of Islam and these are the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Everyone knows what difficulty he had to go through. What persecution and torture he had to go through for the protection of the Quran. He was flogged in public. We are talking about the great Imam, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, by Mu'tasim, who was the Khalif at that time. He was thrown in prison. All sorts of ploys and plots were made against him. His companion Muhammad bin Nuh, majority of the people don't even know his name, but he died in this, he gave his life for this cause, Muhammad bin Nuh, rahimahullah. This very same Imam, after everything that happened to him, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said that, I have forgiven everyone including Mu'tasim. And then he used to say one thing which should be written in gold. He used to say that, وَمَا يَنْفَعُكَ أَن يُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ أَخَاكَ الْمُسْلِمِ فِي سَبَبِ. What benefit is it going to give you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes your Muslim brother because of you? If you don't forgive him in this world, then he is going to be punished in the akhirah because of you. What benefit did that give you? And the famous incident of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu we will end with, where the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved wife of Abu Bakr, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, is accused of committing zina, and the rumor is going around in Medina Munawwara, and the munafiqun are taking this opportunity to hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has a cousin by the name of Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wealthy. He used to spend on him, he used to look after him and his family. But Mistah gets caught up in the propaganda. And he also starts spreading rumors about his own niece. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes a qasam that, by Allah, now I am not going to spend on him. I am not going to look after his family because of what he has done. So then the verses of the Quran are revealed. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That the ones who have been given virtue, the ones who have been given wealth, they shouldn't stop spending on close relatives, on the poor, on those who migrated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should overlook, they should forgive, they should have the heart to forgive. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That, do you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? Do you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who instantly said, فَقَالَ بَلَا أُحِبُّ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي. He said that definitely I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. وَعَادَ إِلَى مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْهِ وَكَفَّرَ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ. And then he returned and he forgave his cousin Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he continued to spend on him. So respected brothers, in these blessed days, the message of today's khutbah is that have the heart, create that heart to forgive people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who has wronged you, reach out to them and say to them, reconcile with them and say to them that we have forgiven you. And if we have wronged anyone, then ask for forgiveness. This is one of the ways to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from the bad dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, on which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana in alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before the adhan goes, everyone is requested to stand up in saf and fill in all the gaps in front of you. There are many, many brothers. If the saf is full, then you may sit down. But make sure that all the gaps are filled, especially on the sides, and those children who are in the middle of the saf, they are requested to go on the side of the saf. So preferably on the left hand side or the right hand side. Children who are in the middle of the saf, the elders and the older people who are on the edge of the saf, they should make way for the children so they can go onto the edge of the saf, so we can have some tartib. Continue moving forward, Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب العالمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله العفو الغفور يتوب على من تاب ويغفر لمن أناب وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له جعل الظلمات والنور وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم البعث والنشور أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله قال تعالى فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون أيها المسلمون العفو من خصال الكرام وأخلاق المتقين وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين قال الحسن بن علي رضي الله تعالى عنهما لو أن رجلا شتمني في أذني هذه واعتذر في أذن الأخرى لقبلت عذره إذا أخطأ عليك أحد أو أساء إليك فإنك بالخيار إما أن لا تعفو وتأخذ حقك منه يوم الحساب وستأخذ حقك بالعدل وإما أن تعفو وأن تعفو أقرب للتقوى لكن ما جزاؤك إن عفوت عن مبارك بن فضالة قال: كنا عند المنصور فدعا برجل ودعا بالسيف، فقال المبارك: يا أمير المؤمنين، سمعت الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم القيامة قام مناد من عند الله ينادي ليقوم الذين أجرهم على الله، فلا يقوم إلا من عفا. فقال المنصور: خلوا سبيله. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وهذا الإمام أحمد رحمه الله بعد أن عذبه المعتصم عذابا شديدا ومات المعتصم وانقشعت الغمة يقول رحمه الله: ورأيت الله يقول: وليعفوا وليصفحوا، ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم؟ وما ينفعك أن يعذب الله أخاك المسلم في سببك. أيها المسلمون، وهذا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه خير الناس بعد الأنبياء، كان من قرابته مستح، وكان أبو بكر ينفق عليه ويحسن إليه، فلما خاض مستح في من خاض في حادثة الإفك، حلف أبو بكر أن لا يحسن إليه كما كان يحسن في السابق، فعاتبه ربه عز وجل وأنزل: ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا، ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم؟ فقال: بلى، أحب أن يغفر الله لي. وعاد إلى ما كان عليه من الإحسان إليه وكفر عن يمينه. هذا، وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه. قال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم أيدهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows, stand shoulder to shoulder and fill in all the cups. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.